Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. We have made it to another Friday. I pray that you are blessed and in perfect health and spirits, and that your weekend was great and that your weekend is greater. This morning I'm going to be reading from Exodus 14 and 14. God will fight the battle for you. And you just keep your mouth shut. Powerful yet simple. Keep your mouth shut. Our mouths are our biggest weapons because it shoots out the arsenal, the bullets that can kill someone. It can say things that we'll regret. It can say things that take away from who we are because it doesn't even have the same beautiful structure as who we are when people see us or the walk that we strive to walk. Our words can change our whole appearance. And there's times where people will pull you, they will try you, they will come at you, they will use you, and you just want to tell them off. You just want to curse them out. You just want to kill them with your words. But what this scripture says, and you just keep your mouth shut, especially if you are known to go off the handle, if you are known to go from 0 to 1,000, it would be best for you, because of what people know you for, to keep your mouth shut. You would hurt the receiving end more because you will give them what they're not expecting. They may be expecting, oh, she's going to cuss me out, it's going to be done, over with, we'll move forward. But when you don't see anything, that's a powerful tool in itself, because then they're wondering. They're putting themselves in another situation. So God is dealing with them with their conscience. God is dealing with them with what they did. God is dealing with them when you don't see anything. But when you go back, exclamation points, you're giving them more fuel to stay where they are, more fuel for them to feel that they're right because of your reaction. And that's not God. God is saying, keep your mouth shut. I will fight your battles for you. So you keep your mouth shut. It doesn't say don't fight, because there's a situation we have to fight. But you know what I'm talking about when it says keep your mouth shut. You don't have to be the one to use those words to kill. Let God do it. Let God handle it. Let him come back and be your weapon. And I promise you the results you will see will be phenomenal. I can just quickly share 2 or 3 occasions in my life over the last, maybe 5 years, where I did not speak back to those who were, you know, mistreating me, or they were talking crazy, or they were making noise. I didn't do anything. I kept my mouth closed, and I sat back and I let God. And I promise you, these people have come back to me in tears, going through in tears. Please pray for me. Please this, please that. I need you. You will see the work of Jesus when you keep your mouth shut. You will see God's glory when you keep your mouth shut. You will see that vengeance is not yours, it is the Lord, when you keep your mouth shut. I promise you, you will see it, because God will in turn deal with them. He won't have 2 fires that he's trying to put out. He'll only have 1. And I promise you, it'll work out in your favor. Father God, I thank you for who you are this morning. I thank you for breathing life into us today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this new season, Lord God. And Lord, that we as adults come together and we be an example for these youth that's behind us. So many children are quick to speak and quick to go from 0 to 1,000. But they're following and they're watching and they're seeing those before them. And they're only imitating what they've been seasoned with, what they've been fed. So show us, Lord God, how to be something different in the eyes of the children. Show us, Lord God, how to keep our mouth shut so that others may follow suit. Lord God, you will let us know when there's a battle, when someone is being unjustly done wrong, Lord God, when you need us to speak, you'll let us know, because your word says, be slow to speak and quick to hear. So you'll tell us, your spirit will speak to us, and we will move forward with boldness and with greatness. But in the interim, in the times when we are out here on the battlefield and someone will come and will make us like a ticking time bomb, we are, try to make us go off. Lord God, give us the discernment to be still and shut up, to keep our mouth shut and let you handle that for us, Lord God. Lord God, guide us this weekend. Give us traveling grace, Lord God, as we go to and from our various destinations. Use us, Lord God, heal our bodies. Increase our finances, increase our wisdom, let our spirituality deepen and our relationship deepen with you, Lord God. Bless us like never before. Watch over us, Lord God, this weekend, Lord God. I lift those up, Lord God, who are seeking a word from you this morning, that they would hear from you, Lord God, and they would be able to move forward into peace, Lord God, with you, Lord God. Lord, I love you. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives, and we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. It is in Jesus' name we say, amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. Have an amazing weekend. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be great, and until we meet again, be all that you can be to the fullest. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about that. Okay? All right. Bye-bye.